Hello, hello. Welcome to Words with Writers podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by Canadian Authors Association.
Thank you for joining us for this episode. Today, we'll start with the usual overview of our Canadian Authors Toronto events and some upcoming writing contests. And then, lucky listeners, we are going to bring a little romance into our lives and yours with this month's special guest.
That's right, Brandy. Shauna James, reading from her novel, Despite the Devil, from her They Loved collection. You definitely want to stay tuned for the heart-racing readings and the follow-up chats about their inspirations and the romance writing genre.
Now kick back, grab your glass of wine or mug of tea, and get ready for some love with this month's guest, Shauna James. When author Shauna James is not instructing at university or writing in her favorite coffee shop, she spends much of her time reading, hiking, traveling abroad, and catching her favorite football games on Sunday afternoons. Shauna has recently released Despite the Devil, an untraditional romantic drama that tells an engrossing tale of love and making life-changing decisions, which most recently won the Canadian Book Awards. It is a love story that implies that it isn't what happens to us. Things happen around us, and it is about applying energy to the most important people and events in our lives. Shauna is inspired to connect with people who have faced similar life-changing decisions and inspire positivity, self-confidence, and belief in those around us whom we love. Welcome to the show, Shauna.
Thank you, Brandy. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you, Shauna. So Shauna, can you tell us a little bit about why you started writing?
Well, my master's degree is in education, and I've instructed at college and university for years. I've been writing for years as well, but 2020 was unique in that college and university instruction moved off campus and online. Oddly, this was a blessing. It gave me more free time, and I was able to focus on completing Despite the Devil and have it published. And in the future for 2021, I'm not sure if instructing will continue online, but if it does, that may enable me to complete the sequel to Despite the Devil.
Awesome. So it's something that you've been wanting to do for a long time, just never had the time.
Well, I had completed some chapters, and basically it wasn't a complete novel. But this past year, actually with not having to commute to campus and such, it was surprising to me how much time was freed up, and I was able to wrap it up and get it published, yes.
So is there anything specific that you find you have to do in romance writing specifically that you can't do in other genres?
Romance writing has its own set of rules, in that the love relationship between the two main characters is the main plot, and any and all obstacles that are placed in their path and keeps them apart really drives the story forward. In addition to that, with romance writing, the physical interactions are layered in traditionally in a very specific order. So for an example, the first time that the two main characters see each other, the first time they have eye contact, traditionally we'd move into a conversation between the two. The excerpt I picked for today to read is actually at that stage in the story where the characters don't really know each other very well. It's a little bit awkward yet because they don't know each other very well.
Awesome. Okay. And so where do you get your inspiration for your writing, Shauna?
Life, actually, Chris. I write about issues that I or someone close to me has dealt with.
Awesome. So, Shauna, you're going to give us a brief reading. So is there anything that you want to say as way of introduction to it?
The short scene that I chose to read this afternoon introduces the readers to the characters and introduces it the characters to each other as well. As mentioned, they don't, at this point in the story that I'm reading from, they don't actually know each other very well. It's still a little awkward, and they're genuine. Yeah, I believe the readers can relate to that level of sincerity.
Perfect. Well, I'm excited to hear it.
It was Monday, and Stephanie was supposed to go to the gym in the evening. By the time she walked out of the teacher's room with Maya, she still had a couple of hours to spare. Maya left, and Stephanie was now alone. She tried to decide whether to go home or stay around. Just then, she remembered that she had to make a poster for the new drama play she was planning for that year. She spent the next half hour designing the poster and getting it printed. Then, she went to the notice board to put it up. No such luck. The notice board was all filled, and she didn't want to cover up any of the other posters. She scanned each one to see if there was anything that was past the event date so that she could ask the owner for permission to remove it. While she was looking at the posters, she noticed Andrew's soccer poster and read it once more. "Interested in joining the soccer team?" came a voice from behind her. Startled, she turned around to see Andrew standing behind her, smiling and looking down at her. "Oh, you scared me," she blurted out, placing a hand on her chest. Her heart was beating wildly. "Oh, sorry," Andrew apologized. "I didn't mean to scare you." Andrew looked genuinely worried. Stephanie smiled at him reassuringly. No, it's all right," she said. I'm just looking for a place to hang my poster. I can't decide which one to remove." "You can remove mine," Andrew offered kindly. "No, you don't have to do that," Stephanie blushed. Andrew stepped forward, and before Stephanie could say anything else, he took down the poster. Then he took Stephanie's poster from her hand, despite her protests, posted it in the now empty slot on the notice board. "Don't worry, I already selected my team, and I came here to take it down anyway." Stephanie couldn't discern whether he was telling the truth or being sweet to her. She was glad that her poster was now on the notice board, though, occupying a prime spot that could grab lots of attention. "Oh, you're too nice," she complimented him. Andrew smiled and said nothing. He glanced at his watch. "Oh, am I keeping you?" Stephanie asked, glancing at her own watch. "No, I have about an hour to spare, and I was wondering where I could get a good cup of coffee," Andrew explained. "Oh, I know exactly the place," Stephanie told him cheerily. Now she was encouraged by the fact that she hadn't said anything stupid to Andrew yet. "In fact, it's my friend Maya's find. It's on my way home. I could show you the spot. Have you met Maya?" "I haven't met most of the teachers yet." "Oh, you would have noticed her," Stephanie quipped dryly. "She's bubbly and talkative, has short hair, and teaches math." "Oh, yes, I think I have," Andrew chuckled. Even his laugh was enticing. "Don't tell her I called her bubbly," Stephanie mumbled in a low voice, glancing around them. Andrew cracked a smile and nodded. His eyes beamed with humor and life. He had such a caring look and a sense of gentleness about him. Stephanie tried to calm her stomach, which kept getting a swooshing sensation every time she looked at Andrew. They walked out of the school, and Stephanie directed him to the restaurant, the one Maya and she regularly visited. "This place has the best coffee and cheesecake. Approved by Maya," Stephanie said by way of introduction. "Maya may be a math teacher, but her real expertise is food." "Approved by the expert." "Got it," Andrew replied charmingly. Stephanie glanced at her watch again. She also had another hour to spare. Out of the corner of her eye, she saw Andrew studying her. "Why don't you join me for a cup of coffee?" he invited. "Maybe you could lend me more expertise on food-related matters." Stephanie could feel her heart skip a beat, and her face flushed with excitement. She searched for words to politely refuse his invitation. Truthfully, She wanted nothing more than to spend time inside the restaurant with him. "I'm not the expert," she argued lamely. "It's my friend Maya who's the foodie. But I will join you for that cup of coffee." "Consider this an apology for bumping into you the other day," Andrew added, and held the door open for Stephanie to enter. Stephanie stepped inside, her mind screaming, "Be cool, be cool. Don't show him how much you like him."
Thanks so much for sharing that reading with us, Shauna. That was really lovely. We know Despite the Devil was published in November 2020. Can you tell us a little bit about how you marketed it and what you found for marketing was effective and maybe what was not as effective?
In the year 2020, it was just a little bit different. Social media is fantastic for bringing forth awareness. I'm not too sure if it's the best advertising avenue, but really strong for awareness and gathering a following of similar interests. Reaching out to various book clubs, I feel works really well. There are wonderful advertising avenues. As I mentioned, I'm not too sure if any given social media forum is the strongest advertising. However, a little bit of trial and error. I believe that different genres do better in different various environments. In addition to that, yeah, the traditional book readings has been a little bit more challenging as of late, but excellent opportunity to reach out and meet people of similar likes.
And you're fairly active on Goodreads, I believe, right? How do you find that?
Well, I've heard some negatives. My experience has been positive. I find like-minded readers, like-minded authors there. It's quite an amazing resource. Reaching back to the marketing, they do have a few different marketing opportunities in addition to just reaching out to readers and fellow authors.
Can you give us some advice to any budding romance writers out there? One little tidbit to help them become more established?
My advice would be to write what you love, Brandy. Write what you love. I think that when writers are genuine, it comes across in the written word, and readers can truly appreciate this.
That makes so much sense, right? There's no sense in someone who's really into romance, for example, trying to write maybe something in the horror genre unless they're also really into that, because it's just not going to come across authentic to the readers, right?
Exactly.
Despite the Devil is from the They Loved collection, right? Did you want to tell us a little bit more about that series?
I have started the sequel to Despite the Devil. It would be the second book in the They Loved collection.
Wonderful. We'll stay tuned. You'll have to let us know as soon as that's coming out.
And is there anywhere specific that listeners can buy Despite the Devil?
It is available on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, Scribd, Overdrive, through libraries, Hoopla, Baker & Taylor, Vivlio. The audiobook is also available through Google and Kobo, Audible, Nook, Scribd, Chirp, Overdrive, Hoopla again.
Good. Lots and lots of avenues for our listeners to buy your book from.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. And thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for being on the show with us.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Brandy.
Shauna's was nice because it gives you that feeling, you know, when you're younger and you have a flirtation with someone and you're nervous and you're sweaty and just kind of, you know, make you remember what it's like to be in high school again, so to speak. So yeah, big thank you to Shauna for being here today and sharing the love.
Yeah.
And that's our first romance themed episode. And that, my friends, brings us to the end of this episode of Words with Writers podcast. As always, thank you so much for being with us this month, and we'll return to you next month with a new poetry-themed episode.
Bye, everyone.